leaping and loping, tongues lolling, the snow falling, their great paws snow plowing, down the slope they come, toward the level ground, down and down. They are early, the sun hidden below the mountains, the snow blue, the sky blue black, the stillness pure white, down and down. Trotting now in their dog-like way along the bank they go, above where the river flows, past where elk have nibbled the alder to a stubble, and the land in a blanket of winter 10 feet deep. The river is iced over, it is a bridge across the valley they do not cross, but turn to the westward and the low hills away from the frozen flow, and are hidden and appear again, and into the rolling contours of the land, and gone. Gray wolves hunting. The next day, beside the ice where the wolves were last seen, an elk stands by himself, antlers 5 feet across, his lines, his stature. He could be cast in bronze, except that he moves. He turns his head and looks at the hind part of him, at what the wolves have done to him. The pack remains nearby, there in a hollow just above the river, sleeping and waking and stretching and going back to sleep. They imply no desire to do anything else. But in their winter-thick coats, in an hour the sun becomes uncomfortable, and they mill about and on some indiscernible signal begin to howl, all together, confirming to each other their order and unity. A young wolf in need of additional teaching is nipped and knocked over, and he yelps and cries but is unharmed. And the wolves leave. They have no intention of finishing what they started, which does not enhance their reputation. But they cannot help it. The consequence of too many elk there for the taking. They are too much like us for their own good.
Living on Earth, Mark Seth Lender.